We're about to start the Gemara's Braisa regarding Surya. The Braisa is going to talk about ways in which Surya is similar to Eretz Yisrael for certain halachas and other ways in which it's similar to Chutz Laaretz. We were introduced a little bit to the Sugya of Surya yesterday when we saw the question asked regarding one particular halacha that we know Mochar Avdo is L'chutz Laaretz is Ebedez Yotze L'cheiris. What is the halacha Gavi Surya? And that's where he was poshet that it's kosher came from Akko, and we tried to understand exactly what the nature of the question was and what the nature of the answer was, but we really didn't get into the nitty-gritty of what Surya is and the issues of Surya. So today we're going to discuss, and probably into tomorrow, this inyan called Kibush Yachid, which is very much tied to Surya. Maybe before we even start the braisa, just to introduce a little bit of a framework for this inyan and how to even think about the concepts that we're going to encounter with Rashi, Tosis, eventually the Rambam. And this is not a Davar Sholem, but I'm taking the cue from some of the Chevra in the Shir because they were asking me, prompting me in the Lashonas of Rambam. You know, it's really an inyan that has to be worked out more fully, but at least it'll allow us to talk intelligently about the inyan. We've already heard certain phrases and concepts starting from the Tosis Dabbeis and the Shir yesterday. We know about the kibush of Oli Mitzrayim, kibush of Oli Babel, Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Shnia. We're going to hear about kibush Yachid and more to say about that. Maybe we should backtrack. We also had a little bit on geography before. We had the sugya of Kziv going up north with the Ritzua. We had just before, earlier this week, this year, with Rabbi Yehuda and the Yamagado and the question about what about the lands on the other side. So just push it to just go back to basics and have a little frame of reference. And even if we don't flesh everything out today, but just to know what has to be fleshed out. One of the classic svarim that anyone who discusses in Yanim of Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, I've mentioned it more than one occasion. This is the best edition so far that I have, but I thank you, Chaim Yishuv, for making it available through Hebrew Books. There is a three-volume, beautifully set. This is very hard to read, you can see. It's good enough because I have nothing alternative. But there is a three-volume work, Mamish, Oz Vahadar, really not their edition, but their idea, their standards. This is one of the Rishonim, Vashtori HaParchi. He traversed Eretz Yisrael, and he wrote about all in Yanim, from the perspective of a Rishon, Sugyas, about Eretz Yisrael. Here I'm reading from the very not-so-easy print, but Kafta Vaferach. His name was Ashtori HaParchi. HaParach HaRishon Levar Shem Trumas HaMaisis V'chala Anisgarim BaTorah Perak HaSheni Levar Tevel Vadai V'dmai Perak HaShlishi Levar Kiddush HaRishona Kiddush HaKishas V'Kish HaLasid Lavo Perak HaRvi Levar Din Kinyon L'Goy L'Hafkia. This is sugya in the fourth parak later on. If a Goy, if there's already a standard that has reached for the Chiyuv of Trumas HaMaisis, and a Goy, would a Goy be Mafkia that Chiyuv? If the Goy takes a Bailus, and on, then he goes to the Gvulim. He talks about the Yarden, Beis Shan, certain cities. Ayoros Abu Kafus Chomish Binyosichu Ben Nun, we just had that recently with Purim. Perak Tishi, this should be familiar to him. Perak Tishi, Bezichron Ksas Mekomos Mechutz Laaretz, Sheim Mechuvanim Kenegar Eretz Yisrael, Vesheim Keretz Yisrael, Giba De, Rabbi Yehuda, that's Perak Tess. Perek Yud, and this is going to be interesting for our discussion soon. Listen how he puts it. Leva'er shekol ma shekavshu olei Mitzrayim lechud im ma shekavshu olei Bavel. Now, what do we know about this? Kiddush Rishona lo kiddushu asad lavo, kiddushu shniya kiddushu asad. That means that kiddushu Rishona was bato, right? Not so simple. Sha'akol shove b'kiddusha uv'tahara. This is his lesson in his Tochen and Yadim. He's referring to the idea of Kfura of Eretz Yisrael, things like that, and the benefits of being in Eretz Yisrael. Shave. The Shelo Pasak Ma'alasa Mimena La'ola. The Zel. I can't read exactly. La'olam Gamkein. The In Hefrish Beinehem. Ella b'chiyuv k'sas mitzvos into his ba'aretz. So understand, when we start talking about Kedusha Rishona lo k'tzlasid lavo, it's very specific to mitzvos to his ba'aretz. But Eretz Yisrael is more than just that. regarding other inyanim, and he doesn't yet lay out, but there are nafkaminas. Famously, the Rambam says smicha, this is one of many examples. Smicha can only be given, the chain of smicha, only in Eretz Yisrael. But the Rambam says, which gvulim are relevant to that? Olei Mitzrayim. Where else did the Rambam use Olei Mitzrayim as the borders that we've been learning about? Well, for Tumas Mimid the Rabbanah, but in terms of Aralach, the Fainach Vainachtam, the Rambam uses Olei Mitzrayim. This Bayer, he says further, Ki b'kishachachamim korim chutz l'aretz l'mashu b'toch gvulei HaTorah shehurot salom chutz l'aretz shel kibush sheni v'chein eretz ha'amim l'tam yadua v'im hi eretz Yisrael gemura. So we're going to discuss now, let's say, areas that are not kid shalas lavo. We might say they're not the kedusha sa'aretz in its fullest extent, manifestation for Tuas Ba'aretz doesn't exist. But he says, Lamais, and Tumas Eretz Ha'amim maybe, and we see Surya. So this is what he says in Perek, it's a very important Perek in the Sefer, this Perek Yud. And then he goes on to Gevulin, Perek Yud Aleph, Levar Gevulin Eretz Yisrael, the Tchumeha, Al Pia Torah Ha'amitis, and his Kormi Parshas, no, Ele, where they found Gevulis Ha'aretz. Masay, which is on the psukim, right? Hora har and so on. Pesha ela masay v'shehem. Now, what does masay do? Minachal Mitzrayim, shehu vada larish, he calls it. That's the south. Ad, good. Hora har, shehu gvul. He tells you her name. Gval akaraka, whatever. He gives you a name for it. He knew. The ad chamos, the ad yom shel sedom. Ulvak sasfekos yipubis. You get the gist of this. Bezikara mashakapshu olam mitzrayim b'shehu mashakapshu oibava b'hu ad kiziv. Did we see ad kiziv rabosai? A little bit earlier, right? Bezbaya shekom mashehu gedorom kiziv who muchsek sheachzik bo Ezra. South of kiziv is what Ezra oibava did take on. Imlo tziul b'feirush unless it was particularly excluded. That's where the ritzua comes in. Bezbaya shechutzkar shem sover Yisrael chayevis. That's Midrabanan and so on, certain cities. Okay, and he goes on, very beautiful Sefer. You'd either have it in its, you know, in a way that you can really, really fully appreciate it. But even this is a lot to take in. So with this in mind, there have been many, many Svarim that have been. There's a Sefer I have here by Shaul Yisraeli. How many have heard of him? Shaul Yisraeli is a tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham. He started what's called Eretz Chemda. It's an institution in Eretz Yisrael that gives Dayanus. And he wrote many Svarim. I'll let him have you with Eretz Yisrael. This particular Sefer, I received once my uncle as a present a number of years ago, 20-some years ago. Eretz Chemda, the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. He has many beautiful simanim on issues related to what we're discussing, Gevulas Ha'aretz, Kibush Ha'aretz, Kinyan Nachri, and quite often, of course, he's going to quote the Kaftav Aferach. So I can't say I've gone through this, but I looked a little bit now for today, and I'm giving you a little bit of a framework so that it helps us as we begin to learn Kibush Yachid, even if we don't have all of the details worked out. So let me just present it like this. Let's start off, before we talk about Kiddush Rishona, Kiddush Shnia, Surya, Kibush Yachid, we have the Gvulim, and the Rambam uses this Lashon, the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael as delineated where? To Avraham Avinu, where would we find the Torah talking about Gvulim? Lech Lecha. Where? By Bris Ben Absarim. It says, river to river. Now this is far much more, much larger area, an expanse of land, than what you'll see in Parshas Maaseh. Right? So there is some element of a land that is miu'ad, that's destined to be given to Kal Yisrael. The Eretz Shenitna L'Avram, there has to be some chalos, some status. But nothing happened yet. We didn't take hold of it. But this is obviously promised to us, the promised area, the promised land. Now, that those lands, the Torah mentions not seven nations, but Torah goes through how many nations? Are listed in Parshas Lech Lecha? How many amamin? No, not seven. Look at the psukim, ten. Which includes, seven can line up, even though you have to know how to line it up, Rifayim and so on, but then you have three additional names that don't appear anywhere else in Chumash, except here, Kani, Knizi, Kadmoni. So there's seven plus three. And then you have this idea that there were Shiva Amimin, and then there's another three that are Rashi points out, L'asid Lavo, and that corresponds to Amon, Moab, and Seir. In Parshas Devarim, the Torah tells us as they're circling around to get to, right, to get, eventually they were going to be at Arbos Moab, but they were told not to start up with the land for Esav, because Hashem gave Yerushalayim Esav HaSeir, and not to try to start up with Amon and Moab, because Hashem gave Livnei Lot the inheritance of Amon and Moab. That's for this world. That's temporarily. According to Rashi, quotes it from the Sifrei, had it not been a Chet HaMeraglin, they would have gone right into Eretz Yisrael and taken all three in addition to the seven. They would have been able to have the 10 nations. The El Kol Shecheinav, Rashi quotes on that pasuk, told you Suach in the lesson over there. The El Kol Shecheinav Arabav Aharos Bashteu Vadegev V'Chof Hayam. The comment of Rashi, here it is. Pinus, Rabbechem Shabbos, you're here in Har Sinai so long, almost a year. Pinus, Ulachem, Uvo, Harho, Emori, the Elko Shechenov. Ba'arava, Bahar, Bashir, Ba'negev. Rashi says, the Elko Shechenov, Amon, Umova, Haseir. What does it sound like? Had it not been the Chet HaMeraglim, because Moshe goes on to discuss the Chet HaMeraglim, they would have had all ten. Maisa, the three are remaining for L'asil, L'asil, Lavo. The additional three are in Miklat, that the Torah talks about, Pasha Shoftim, are going to be designated in those areas of the additional three. So you have the lands of Avraham Avinu, which clearly go beyond anything that we speak about. We speak about Kibush Haaretz. Okay, then you go to the Parashas Maaseh, and you have the borders of Eretz Yisrael that end in the north in Har Ahar, and in the south in Nachal Mitzrayim, and right, and then you have right all the different directions of the Yam HaGadol Ugevul, which might mean, right, taking a slice of Yam, or even going all the way into the Yam, that's Rabbi Yehuda. This, says Rashi, Parshas Maaseh, is Nogeya. Rashi says, Mitzvos HaTuyas Ba'aretz. Interesting. Rashi's Lashon over there, in the beginning of that section, Parshas Maaseh, when the Torah says, Ki atem boi ma'aretz kenon, perek lamed daled in Dvarim, zo sa'aretz asher tipol lechem benachal. What the Torah is delineating here are the borders that there's going to be kibush v'chiluk on. There has to be a division, and every shevet is going to claim its stake of Eretz Yisrael based on the goral. Now, of course, 2 shvatim already took, 2.5 shvatim already took in Eibar Yarden, but remaining shvatim are going to get their shares in Eretz Canaan. This is going to be within the borders delineated Parshas Maaseh. Again, does it correspond to the Eretz of Nitna Avram? No, Avram's land that was given, it's beyond that. Rashi says, famous Rashi, Zosa Aretz, Shatipo Lechem Benachala, Lefi, Shahabi Mitzvahs Noagos Ba'aretz, De Noagos Bechutz La'aretz. Hutzvach Lichto Mitzrane Gvulei Rochose HaSaviv, Lomalcha Min HaGvulim Halalu V'lefnim HaMitzvahs Noagos. So these are the borders for the Mitzvahs, this Rashi says in Chumash. Now, we have to think about Eibar HaYarden. Eibar HaYarden sort of was taken by the 2.5 shvatim without an agoro. And that's why Eibar HaYarden is its own sugya. What is the status of Eibar HaYarden? Is it Eretz Yisrael? Kedushas Eretz it has, but it doesn't have quite some aspect. What is missing in Eibar HaYarden? Anyone know? What is it not called? Is it called Eretz Zavas? Chalvet Vash? So that may nafka minas, bikurim, other things could be Nafkaminas, but Eibar HaYarden has a Kedushas Haaretz, but has a lesser Kedushas Haaretz, less of a Shechina aspect, but it's also Eretz Yisrael. So there's Eibar HaYarden, which didn't come under the normal process of Kibush V'chiluk in the way that the Eretz Yisrael of Gvulin on the other side of the Yarden was, and that's Parshas Maaseh. But again, we're already talking about a more limited area of land. But now we start talking about the issue of Kiddush Rishon, Kiddush Shniyah. So we have the borders for themselves as delineated in Parshas Maaseh, which now can be subjected to Kedushas Haaretz for the mitzvahs HaTuyas Ba'aretz. But now we have something called Kibush V'chiluk. Now, even here, let's get talking in very broad strokes. How many years did it take formally for Kibush V'chiluk? Tell me. 14. 7 years Kibush, 7 years Chiluk. We can say for Yoshua. even though it's quite interesting, because even after the 14 years where they divided, there were still individuals, and this could be relevant for our sugya today of Kibbutz Yochid, there was still individual Shvatim that didn't yet stake out their land. Look at the beginning of the first parak, if you remember from Sefer Shoftim. This Shevet Asher, other Shvatim, had to still drive out the inhabitants of those cities. But there was officially an end point that Kibbutz V'chiluk, 14 years, have ended. And now it's like a certain milestone, a certain point of history that certain halachas will kick in terms of Tuyas Ba'aretz. So many of the mitzvahs Ba'aretz require the 14 years of Kibbutz V'chiluk. That's what the Torah refers to with the expressions V'rishta V'yashavtava, like I say, Bikurim. V'haya kisava la'aretz, asher nosu v'nachala, V'rishta V'yashavtava, says Rashi on the Pasuk in Kisavo, first Rashi, Magid, Shon ischaivu bibikurim ad shekavshu es ha'aretz v'chulkua. Those who learned Kedushin, in the first parak, sugyas of Kibush v'chiluk. Now, there are mitzvahs that are chal even before. Who can give me the example of a mitzvah that was chal even before Kibush v'chiluk? Right away, the Torah doesn't say v'rishta, v'voachem al ha'aretz. Where does the Torah say v'voachem al ha'aretz? That there's already a need? What mitzvah? No, it's a mitzvah tui ba'aretz, but doesn't say v'yishta v'yashavta. No, that Shrias we see in Kisav Aretz, v'yishta, Parshas Behar says. Parshas Behar, by Shemitah, they didn't start counting until after 14 years. Actually, it doesn't say in the Pasuk, but we learn it out. Where does it say b'vo'achem, without the v'yishta, no? Parshas Shlach. What mitzvah tui ba'aretz is in Parshas Shlach after Chetam Meragim? Excellent. Chala. The Lashna Pasuk, Bevoachem el Aretz Tezvav Yudches, Bevoachem el Aretz. Okay, you look in Rambams, you can find it there too, but we might as well note it from the Pesukim themselves. Bevoachem el Aretz, Hashem Mevi Eschem, says Rashi, quoting the Sifrei, Mishune Biyazu Miko Biyos Shebatorah. How is it different? Shebekua Nemar Kisavo Kisavo. And if any time it says kisavo, 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 we learn from the other time that it says kisavo by Bikurim, which says v'yibishta v'yashavtas. Every kisavo, kisavo, like Shemitah, for example, requires waiting for the 14 years. L'fikach kuon l'meido zumizu. This is Chumash and Rashi, I'm going to say. No excuse. Chumash and Rashi. L'fikach kuon l'meido zumizu. V'kevin sheparucha hakasa v'achas men she'en alacha yushav yeshiva. Af kuon kein. So challah is unique. You don't need Yerusha v'shiva. Okay, just these are general principles. So now we talk about, there is a halacha kibush v'chiluk though, right? So let's focus now on those mitzvahs of leave challah on the side, because technically you'd have to wait for 14 years. But kibush, and kibush v'chiluk by extension, are part of the act of being mekadesh, the land. In other words, the land is ready to become fully endowed with Kedusha. All it's primed for it. There's a Havtachat Avraham Avinu, a second. There's the land waiting to be taken over. There's a Goral, but then you have to do the Kibush itself. And that's, we step in with Kedusha Rishona of Yoshua, and Kedusha Shniyah, and this is where Kibush Yochid is going to start falling within this framework of Surya, which happened with David. Okay. Now, Arya, go ahead to the question.
So those cities that maybe after they officially finished the campaign, but they're in Eretz Yisrael, right?
Let me tell you what you're asking. Okay, you're asking a good question. Mechaben a little bit here to what I saw from Israeli. Suppose as follows. Suppose you had Kibush V'chiluk of 14 years, but we know that there was some Shvatim that still didn't claim their share. So let's say a few Jews find their way to those areas, but there was not yet a kibush of those areas. Are they chayiv in those areas in Mitzvahs Ba'aretz because the 14 years have ended, but there was no kibush yet on the area that they are now living in? Is the kibush mekadesh only after this kibush on that particular, each area that had kibush that was conquered now brings the kedusha to that area that was now conquered, and it becomes part of the chiluk. The chiluk was done even before the kibush was finished. That's what's unique. That's what's going to make us a little bit interesting with Rashi soon enough, with Kibush Yochid. Lamaisa, there was a chiluk, but not everything yet played out in terms of the kibush that had to actually happen, even though we view it as 7 years kibush. Hashem says in the Sefer Yeshua, Hapili Salinachala. But there were still areas that were not yet taken and seized. So why are they chayiv now? So you could argue, again, different shittas it could be. I think he brings a machokas on this. You could argue that only after the kibush on any particular land is when the kedusha is chal for those mitzvahs, because the kibush is mekadesh. Or you could kind of know, kibush is a tenai. So once you have a kibush on the chelk of the aretz, and you have the 14 years that have now gone through kibush b'chiluk, now every area, even the part that has not yet happened the kibush, but if we say you want to know if you're chayiv in mitzvahs to his birth, you are. Because so with that, he's masbir, a beautiful thing, the Tosis that we had 2 days ago. Tosis comes, Rabbeinu Peter asked Rabbeinu Tam, koit Rabbi Yehuda. So if you hold Rabbi Yehuda's shita, kosher connected Eretz Yisrael between the chutin, is Eretz Yisrael, and you assume it extends where? To the lands on the other side of the Yamagadu as well. So why are we not chayiv in, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why are we not chayiv mitzvahs baretz, in Maisa? So the answer that Tosis brings is, lo kavshu ol bavel. Now, his kedusha rishona was batel, and therefore the mitzvahs don't apply today if there was no kedusha shnia. Giri Tosis, at first glance, what does it suggest? So what was there? What did take place on the other side of the Yamagadu? Kedusha Rishona, tell me, is that historically correct? Do you think so? Kibush Yoshua and whatever goes into that, okay, expand it beyond that. What, so Shlom HaMelech's ships? Yeah, it's all part of Kedusha Rishona. Shlom HaMelech's ships would have gone to Europe and did a kibush, and that's part of the, is that what Tosis means? It was a Kedusha Rishona of Olei Mitzrayim on the areas on the other side of the Yamagadu. Hard to imagine. Was it really a kibush? Because no kibush al bavel, but you need a kibush al mitzrayim. But it didn't. It expired because of no kibush al bavel. Where do you see kibush al mitzrayim on the yam? You could say the yam didn't need its formal kibush. The yam and meila is nigvara. The land on the other side needed a kibush al mitzrayim to expire. But it says Rav Shoy Israeli, it could be that you don't, because once you have the kibush that was chal on chelik of the aretz, so whatever is considered to be within the gvulim would mimela be miskadished because its tenai was fulfilled. So we have these gvulim of Parshas Maaseh, and we have a riboy according to Rabbi Yehuda of the word ugvul, and the riboy gvul gives us the yam itself, and if you assume it includes also the land on the other side of the yam, until Kiyanus. Once you have a kibush on the area of Eretz Yisrael that we're familiar with, all of Eretz Yisrael mimela is miskadish. So only Mitzrayim you have. But Tosis is not only Bavel would be different. Only Bavel needed the actual chazak of Ezra to actually come into the land. That could be. That's if you assume that we don't need to have the kibush itself. Okay, this is. I'll get this story in a second. So now we talk about kedusha rishona b'olei Mitzrayim. So what does it mean that you have to first talk about the area of Eretz Yisrael, and then you talk about a kibush that will be able to endow that land that's primed for kedusha with the proper kedusha for the mitzvahs that are knowing in those areas. Is that automatic? You have to have the kibush. Rashi in Maaseh has to be interpreted that plus the kibush, that's mekadesh it. But then that kedusha became batel because of the galus, of the churban bayis rishon, and then you have kedusha shnia of olei bavel. And that's where we talk about kedusha shnia setting in. Where does that leave us in terms of Surya? Because now we're discussing the sugya of Surya. So nowhere is our Gemara going to talk about, was there kibush of Olei Mitzrayim? Was there kibush of Olei Bavel? What is, or let's put it this way, was there kibush of Olei Bavel? They didn't go beyond Kziv, right? So did they go to Surya? What's the answer? Was there kibush Olei Bavel? So now we're discussing David HaMelech, Aram Naraim, Aram Sova, kibush Yachid, Shmei Kibush. Or maybe there was a kibush of Olei Bavel. Maybe there was. It's the Shaila. Maybe they did do Surya. But Manafshach, if you have a kibush Olei Bavel, which you need anyway to be chayiv, so then who cares if kibush Yachid, whatever the issue is about, it's Shmei Kibush or Shmei Kibush, they have kibush Olei Bavel. So what's the big deal? Chayiv should be chayiv because of kibush Olei Bavel. what would you say? In other words, we have so this is what they bring from Rav Chaim, that it's not that Kibush Ol Bava by itself, and Nachman has this also in the Sefer, that you can't have Kibush Ol Bava work by itself. Kibush, there's no area of Kibush Ol Bava that didn't have Olam Mitzvah. You have to have first Olam Mitzvah, but then it expires. And then if it doesn't get renewed, so to speak, or now with the Kibush Ol Bava, then it won't be Kadosh anymore. But if you have a land that was not Nechbash, or it didn't count as a Kibush, then you can't have the Kibush just with Olam Mitzvah. Okay, so that's very interesting. Now, one more thing, and then any questions. All of this discussion that I just told you about Kibush being the Mekadesh, I'm talking about the lands that already had been primed for the Gvulin Parshas Maaseh. Now, Surya. Is Surya within Parshas Maaseh, Rav Moshe? Maybe within Avraham Avinu. Is Surya in Parshas Maaseh? So then, separate from anything else, where is the basis to be Mekadesh? L'chor, you have to start with being primed for the Kedusha from before. Even Olam Mitzrayim doesn't come in a vacuum, right? Olam Mitzrayim, we said, was there's already the land is destined for Kar Yisrael, promised to Avraham Avinu, and then delineated in the borders of Eretz Yisrael, Parshas Maaseh. And then comes Kibush of Olam Mitzrayim, and then Kibush of Olam Bava. So we have to figure out if Kibush of Olam Mitzrayim, Allah David, which is an extension of that, counted for Surya. Wait a second. But Surya is not even within the borders, it's north of Har Ahar. It's not within the borders of Parshas Maaseh. So, like, what are we talking about? So this is another important idea that's going to be Mamash Nagia, the Tosis that we're going to see today, hopefully. There's a pasuk at the end of Parshas Ekev that allows Kedushas Eretz Yisrael to exist on lands that are beyond the borders of Parshas Maaseh. And that's the pasuk. Again, it's all Hagdama. The pasuk says, toward the end of Parshas, Mamash, the end of Parshas Ekev, first it says, V'horish Hashem es ko'a goyim ha'ele milifneichem, v'vishtem goyim dozim akem. So this, Hashem will drive away the nations from before you, and you'll inherit those lands and take over. Then it says, finally, kol ha'makom asher tidroch kaf raglechem, this is next to last pasuk in Ekev, any area, any soil that the feet will step on, tread on, lachem yiyah. Min ha-midbar v'ha-levanon, min ha-nor, nahar pras, v'ad ha-yom ha-acharon, yiyah gvulchem. That those borders would seem to exceed the borders of Parshas Maaseh. So what does that suggest? Now the Ramban learns it like this. He learns it from Chazal. Maybe Hamidbar Valvon Adya Ma'acharon are the areas that you mechuyev to be kobesh. I don't know. You have to look at it carefully. Is that really true? Is that beyond Pasha? I would have thought it's beyond Pasha Maaseh already. He says that's a chiyev kibush. But there's another point. Algas Rabbi is saying in the first half of the pasuk, shekom malkam asher yirtzu lichbosh be'eretz Shinar, Eretz Ashur, be'zulasa. So there are areas next to Eretz Yisrael, contiguous maybe to Eretz Yisrael, but beyond any borders. Yiyah shalehem, va'amitzvos kula nohagos behem. It's a new gzeres hakasuf. You can have a chalos Eretz Yisrael with mitzvos be'aretz on areas beyond the gvulin. That's the gzeres hakasuf of kol malkam asher tidroch. Ki ha'ko Eretz Yisrael. And therefore he reads it as follows. Min ha'midbar v'alavonon ad ha'yom ha'acharon yegvuchem shatem chayavim l'kavsho. U'la'avid misham ha'amim k'mo sh'amar v'yishim goyim v'yishim v'yishim. But then hiftiach that lo yisyat v'yish b'fneichem be'eretz ha'niskeres in that area or b'chol malkom asher tidroch kaf ra'aguchem bo. And from there he comes to discuss Surya, because for the Ramban, the angle of Surya is the fact that he went out of sequence. That's the mahalach of the Sifrei that Tosis quotes here. But meanwhile, one thing is clear. The Metzius is what it is. Surya L'chor was beyond the borders that they were Mitzuvet to be Kodesh. So there's the Kibush itself, and there's the Tzivur to be Kodesh. And then there's the Metzius of Kibush that will endow Kedusha, even if it wasn't within the borders that they were Mitzuvet to do Kibush for. Again, how to work out, I mean, I've been Halvanon in terms of Parshas Maaseh, I'm not sure 100% right now, but I think this is more or less the framework. Arya.
Didn't you have to say that for Rabbi Yehuda? Meaning according to the
for Rabbi Yehuda, who goes with the Yad?
According to that includes any piece of land with the yam. I mean,
no. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's like this: there are borders, but the borders extend into the yam and maybe even to the abasha, according to one halachic tosis. That's the gzeras hakasuv of parshas Maase u'gevul. Means that the yam is considered tchum eretz Yisrael, and Tosis is not sure if it even means the yabash at the end on the other side of
that
yam.
Even though that it goes further than that was promised to Avraham Avinu?
No, because that's the exercise of custom of Masse. Yeah, you're saying it's interesting.
In
a chenami, it's a good ha'ari. You're saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would come out that the riboy of u'gevul, right, would it... Yeah. Would mean that it would go beyond Abraham. It's a good point.
You say those are the borders that Hashem gave to Abraham. It's just he was saying it. He was saying.
But the Bibo is in Pashas Masse, and Abraham Avinu at river to river doesn't mean the other side of the Yamagado. I don't think so. The ten nations, there were none of the ten nations are in Europe, right? Chanami, you'll come out that Rabbi Yehuda. Look at the Kafta Perach and that Perach. I don't know, but again, I'm not answering every detail. I'm giving you at least a mahalos to think of it. With this in mind, we can appreciate a little bit more what we're trying to discuss when we start reading this Bryce about Surya, because you have a sense of what we're discussing intelligently. Yeah, Avi.
And then Baryam also, I think, perfect envision a melech over the Israel realm.
The melech is doing the kibush. And Klal Yisrael are doing the kibush. Again, what's kibush yochid exactly? That's going to be our discussion. We're starting to enter into the sugya now. So there's tnoyim in the kibush. There's some kind of a flawed aspect of the kibush of Surya that we call kibush yochid. And we want to know exactly what that means. And this we're going to see Rashi and Tosus and eventually the Rambam. The kibush, for the kibush to accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish, which is going to bring that kedusha to the extent that now it's going to be Mechel Kedusha on. And again, if you ask me about Oli Bavel, so for now we'll use the answer that we just gave, that there was Kibush Oli Bavel on Surya, because otherwise you can't get away from the fact that Lo Kitchel Asid Lovel. So give David all the credit that you want, but what happened to the fact that Lo Kitchel Asid Lovel? So we'll have to go again, it's not Pashit, but we'll have to assume one way to say that there was a Kiddush Oli Bavel, even if they didn't go beyond Tziv, but they went to Surya, Chveis, I don't know. But it wouldn't help to have the kibush of Oli Bavel if you didn't have the kibush first that was chal of Oli Mitzrayim, and then Oli Bavel would also work. So that's what is going to be a problem here. But now, what's interesting is this. After everything is said and done, this Bryce is telling us that Surya is sort of straddling two different worlds. Now, it doesn't go through everything there is to discuss, but it goes through three halachas that have a din of Eretz Yisrael, and three halachas that Surya is kachutz laretz. Says the word, the Brayso reads as follows: Tanu Rabbana, b'shlosha drachim shavsa Surya l'Eretz Yisrael. In three ways, Surya has similar to Eretz Yisrael. B'shlosha l'chutz laretz. And then he gives you the siman. And now he goes through one by one. Afra tamei kachutz laretz. So there was. This is going to see the details on the base. There is a gzeira that was made called Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, Nishtan Olos, Sugyas Nazir, Shabbos, that they said that the offer of Chutz Laretz is Tamei. That was also made in Sin. The reasons had to do with the Meisei Mabul, or the Nachrim not being Makpid, but meanwhile, of where to bury things, but that was a gzeira. That gzeira was made in Surya, so in that way, it's like Chutz Laretz. How else is it Chutz Laretz? Number two, Hamocher Avdu is Surya Kemocher B'Chutz Laretz. That means that the knas that was issued to sell a Nebuchadnezzar to Chutz Laretz goes to Cherus, was sent in Surya as well. That's the Shaila that was just asked in the previous Gemara. He didn't know the Braisa. The Braisa says Mefurish, do you know Kechutz Laretz? For Tosus, it has to do with the fact that it was Rachok Min HaYishuv, but bottom line is, it's do you know Kechutz Laretz? That's the same halach. Din number three, was not yet mentioned, and we weren't sure what the shoal before thought about this, but the Braisa says, Hamevi get me Surya, kemevi mechutz laretz, that the din of Megim Dinas Hayam, Sarach Sheyomar, is true from Surya as well. One could right away say, why is that so? Because what is the issue regarding get? Is it Shechichi Gemiri? And the answer is, from Surya, not. Okay. So in that way, Surya is a chutz. Those are the three areas that Surya is a chutz laretz. Then the Brisa continues, ubeshloshel Eretz Yisrael. In three other ways, Surya is similar to Eretz Yisrael. What are they? Number one, chayeves the maiso b'shvias to Eretz Yisrael. It has a chiyuv mitzvus baretz. So to have a chiyuv mitzvus baretz, it means it has to be like Eretz Yisrael. If it weren't Eretz Yisrael, it would be chayev, certainly not midaraisa. There is maybe an indication of midrabban that would be chayev. The Rambam with Masha is going to hold kibush shach l'loshem kibush and says it's chayev drabbanan. Misdama, the part is, but chayev sounds like Eretz Yisrael on the same level as Eretz Yisrael. So that's a way that it's like Eretz Yisrael mamish. Second halacha is like Eretz Yisrael. V'harotzu l'koneska b'tahar nichnas. There's a way the Gemara is going to tell us that you can enter their space and not have the tumas eretz ha'amim. So that's a way in which it's Eretz Yisrael. It's not going to be this full blown tumas eretz ha'amim like every other part of Chutz La'aretz where you couldn't find this eitzah to go in a certain type of a box. You'd still be tameh because of the avir, and here it wouldn't happen. So you have a way to preserve the tahara and not become tameh. So it's not like Chutz La'aretz in that way. And number three, about kona sada b'surya kikona b'pavari Yerushalayim. That if you purchase real estate in Surya, it's similar to purchasing real estate mamish in Yerushalayim, in a district of Yerushalayim. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly nafkamina, meaning that you can have a certain heter of amira la'akum for the sake of what inyan? Yishav Eretz Yisrael, which means that there is some kind of a kiyum of Yishav Eretz Yisrael in living in Surya. So those are the three areas that Surya is like Eretz Yisrael. Let's just read the Rashi so far. Afra Tameh, right? Afra Tameh, that's the first of the three things that is Kechutz Laretz. Shegazru Leha. Says Rashi, the Afra Gav, the Sphiru Leha Haitana Kibishachet Shmei Kibush. In other words, Rashi is wondering, wait a second. A minute later, you're going to bring me the areas in like Eretz, the Drach of Eretz Yisrael. And it says, number one, is Chayiv in Meiser Shvias. So how could it be Tumas Eretz Ha'am? No. It's Chayiv in Mitzvahs Ba'aretz, but it still has the Tumas Eretz Ha'amim in this regard. God, the Gzera was even on this area that has Chayiv Mitzvahs Ba'aretz, but there's still a Gzera. Hamevi get misurya or tisrael, can maybe chutz laretz do a shchichi shai rasa. Because you don't have shchichi. Rashi only talks about shchichi here. Before Rashi talked about both. No, what did Rashi have earlier, yesterday? Yeah. What did Rashi say it before?
Begitten in,
yeah. Mishim bekin l'shma o shchichi l'kaimo. Yeah, interesting. Here Rashi only says one. Harotzi kanz betar nechnas, mashinkin be'eretz ha'amim, ukamim for shmai. What does that mean? What it means with pavare b'afrachya, so on. Now, so this is where we are right now. Three ways like Chutz La'aretz, three ways like Eretz Yisrael. Now the Gemara is going to analyze one by one, but the Gemara is going to focus on the half of how it's like Eretz Yisrael first. I guess the other part is self. That's all the Gemara does. Gemara focuses only on the three that are like Eretz Yisrael, one by one. So what's the first of the list? Chayev's Maiso B'Shvias, Eretz Yisrael, Kasavar, and here it is, that famous Machlokes, Tanoim, Abu Dizar, Daf Chav, Chav Aleph, and mentioned many times in Shas, this is the Shita, the Brisa, is like one of those Tanoim, Kasavar, Kibush Yachash Mei Kibush. So four words of the Gemara, opening up a whole sugya in Shas. Kibush yachid shmei kibush. The Gemara is equating Surya, which had to do with, of course, David HaMelech's expansion of the borders by waging war against these areas. And it says shmei kibush. And the other Mada Amar is lo shmei kibush. And many ramifications of this. So here we have to start defining what this means. Kibush yachid is what you have here, and that's a shayla, whether it counts. If it counts as a kibush, then they have a chiyud d'oraisa of ma'aser shvi'is. Before we even enter into the words of kibush yachid, we already pointed out in the Rashi. Rashi noticed that there'll be the three areas that it's not a Eretz Yisrael, despite the fact that it's chayv ma'aser shvi'is and kibush yachid kibush. Rashi already was sensitive to that, because what did Rashi say? Afra Tomei, Afra Gav. Rashi says, you just read a minute, or you're going to read a minute later, that Chayv Ma'aser Shvi'is, Kibush Yachid, and yet you tell me Afra Tomei. No, the Sviru Lei, even though he had Kibush Yachid, nevertheless goes Rale. So Rashi's sort of letting us in on a point that you can have a a gzeira of tumas eretz ha'amim, notwithstanding the fact that it's kibush arus mekibush. To take that one step further, the lashon of the Mari Korkus, it's very striking in his lashon, because how would you present the fact that there are three areas that Surya is chutz laaretz, notwithstanding the fact that kibush arus mekibush? It was a proper kibush. It's in Dalin Kedusha. So Rashi focuses on Afratami. What are the other two things? There's a penalty to sell your Eved. The Eved goes free. And what else? Yeah. You have to save the fund. So those last two things, we gave an explanation, right? What do we say? You save the fund because Rashi says, Lo Shechi Sheras. And what about the Eved? You're sending him out to Rochel Nishis. Does that indicate that there's a lack of Kedusha? Or does that indicate simply that it could be Eretz Yisrael now to tomorrow, but L'maisa, it's Rochel Min HaYishuv. L'maisa, it's Lo Shechichi Sheras. Notice, the only thing that bothered Rashi was, wow, they go to Tumah. It's Eretz Yisrael for Kedusha Sa'aretz. Yeah, don't be concerned. That's the way it is. Rashi did not address the other two as if there's any issue or not. It could be Eretz Yisrael. I'm not bothered by this. L'maisa, or you could say no. You could say that the fact that there's kibush shechus mekibush, but it's still a reduction in the kedusha in some way, even though shmei kibush. How do you make of the fact that there's a kibush shechus mekibush, and yet you have these three drawbacks at least? That is kitachus lars. The lashon is very revealing in the Mari Korkus. It would be found. Let's see if I can. It's at the end of the piece. It says the da. Yeah, look at the end of Halacha Dalet, where he talks about Surya. The da, the last word in the line is the da, if you can find it, right after a period, the da. You see, the very end, last couple of lines of his commentary on Halacha Dalet. He says the last word in the line is the da. The line starts with Hu Dimidrabana Machayev. The da says, he says, the gam leman da amar shmei kibush. Listen to this. Very interesting way of speaking. Gam leman da amar shmei kibush, lo asosa legamri kishar eretz kama. We think shmei kibush, okay, smooth sailing, right? Shmei kibush, right? It's not like it's totally eretz Yisrael. Da ha mukminan hahi de gitin, the braisa that we just read, leman da amar shmei kibush, Afilu hachi amar shebishlosha dvarim shavsel chutzgaretz. Three things: afetame, mocher avdi yitzocherus, maybe get tzarech shiom fana. So what does those three things show me? Says the Mari Korkus, that even as you say shmei kibush, it's not la sosa mamish keret Yisrael. Mashma, what he sees from all three things, mashma delav the gamri kamar. Do you look at the glasses half full or half empty, Rabbi Osei? The Gimel Dvarim Shav Sarat Yisrael, Gimel Dvarim Shav Sel Chutz Laaretz. The Braisa says first the Chutz Laaretz. Maybe it's looking at the half empty. Now, the order, the Braisa, I don't know. But meanwhile, he says, Kibush Yachad Shmei Kibush, and yet three things Chutz Laaretz. He looks at that and says, because even with the Shmei Kibush, as far as you're going, but it's not mamish, it's not Lahalos Hilgamri, Lahalos Al-Chutzgarz. It's basically Chutzgarz plus, but it has a little bit of a Maila. You could say it's really Eretz Yisrael, but it has a few drawbacks. Vifrat, according to the Vart of Shchichi, take the Vart of Gittin. And here it gets to the question of how you define the Mishnah, that base. When we talk about the rules that maybe get the Fanai, is said in Chutz Medina Sayyam and then Eretz Yisrael. Is a hard and fast idea? Eretz Yisrael ain't Sarach, Chutz Garet Sarach, and suddenly Surya, Kibbutz Rachel Shmei Kibush, and nevertheless, Sarach Shayoma. Okay. If you hold that it's not really about Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Garet, what is it about? Shechichi Gemiri. If I have Medina Sayam and it goes in a Shichi, ain't Sarch Siyoma. If I have Eretz Yisrael and it goes Shichi, Sarch. Who says like that? Which Rishon? The Ramban. So does this really show me the fact that Shavuot Chutzgar is a Gabi Get? Does it show me that the Kibush Yochid is somehow not working as well as it could? Mechadesi. Kibush Yochid does everything it can do. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael, it's Kadosh. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's Shichi, it goes Shichi, Sarach Shiyoma. This Marie Korkus is going on all three things. And that would fit better if you assume that at the end of the day, Shem Eretz Yisrael is Koveya She'ein Sarach Shiyoma. Even the Metzius will change, not like the Ramban. Maybe like the Ramban. Metzius will change, but it doesn't matter. Kach Kavu, Eretz Yisrael Ein Sarach Shiyoma. And yet, one of the three ways that Shavuot Chutzlaretz is Litnyan Gittin. So what is he saying? Ah, but you see that the Kibush Shachs Mei Kibush doesn't totally carry the weight that you'd want it to carry to be Mamash Eretz Yisrael. You see, you got me this? But if it's just a function of the Metzius of Shchichi, well, Shchichi, like, what do I care? It could be Eretz Yisrael Gamri, but it's Lo Shchichi. This is what he says. On Afritame, I hear his point. Mustama, what does it mean? Even though here too you can quibble. Maybe the Svara for the Takana makes sense in Surya. There were Mason there that no one knew where they were. We'll see the discussion of Afritame. No one knew where you could have a mace, and the Mason Mabu went there. So it didn't go to Eretz Yisrael, it went to Syria. Yes, but they would not have been Gozer Tumah on a land that's Bechot Hakfo Eretz Yisrael. Even if the Svara that they made the Tegzer was applicable. The Elamai, in order to say that there's a Gzer of Tumah, you had to say that the Kedusha was somewhat diminished. So by Afritame, I hear, and that's what Rashi was omed on. By Mocher Avdo, so maybe it's totally a little bit in what the basis for the Knas is. Mafkiyo min ha-mitzvahs, what mitzvahs? To his barats are a noeg. Asa Latzeis, well, if you say there's a Knas, maybe it is Asa Latzeis with Surya. I don't know. Let's say speak back, Roy. Okay, but if you want to go with the Marie Korkus, you'll say, if it were Mamash Eretz Yisrael, you can't tell me there's a Gzeira that the Eved goes Zecheres. And apparently Get is the same thing in his mind. If it's Mamash Eretz Yisrael, I don't care that it's Lo Shchichi. You can't signify the Elamai. It's a Prisus in the Madregas Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, we could start quibbling and say, no, maybe these are just local details within those halachas, but fundamentally is Eretz Yisrael. This Lush and Marie Korkus, again, you know, it's a Rishon. He's saying that the Etzem, it's not quite Eretz Yisrael, even though Shmekis. Daniel.
Maybe a smach to this idea that really it's just a chisaron and a kedusha maybe of Eretz
Yisrael.
Is that if it was really a full-fledged Eretz Yisrael, then why does the Gemara have to bring three comparisons to Eretz Yisrael? If it's really like Eretz Yisrael, then why have to bring that?
Yeah.
So maybe it's because, no, even though it's a chisaron and a kedusha, so we still have to tell you that maybe you think it's a chisaron enough to not be mechayev these two things.
Which angle are you coming from? Saying the etzem has its drawbacks, but it still has that's the shot. Which angle are you coming from? It really has its chesaron. But lemaisa, here's where the Rambam is going to be in hot water, so to speak. The Magen Avraham's kasha. You see, again, we'll end with this. We'll leave kibush yochid for itself. But the Rambam, what would you argue as follows? This is really the could you bring in. Do the other two halachas that Shavu Eretz Yisrael follow on the heels of kibush yochid shmei kibush? The Gemara we just read the Gemara. Halacha number one. Ke'eret Yisrael, Maiser Shvius, Kasavar Shmei Kibush. What else is it like Eretz Yisrael? Nichnas Ba B'Tahara. And what else, Eretz Yisrael? You can tell a guy to write for the Shtar to be written to buy your piece of land in Syria. Right? Konit Rabbi Yerushalayim. Do those two halachas have to follow as well from Shmei Kibush, presumably? What would you think? Because of Shmei Kibush, so that's why Chiyuv Ma'aseh Shvi'is. That's why you can be Nichnas B'Tahara. Right? That's the second thing. Yeah. And that's why Kikonu B'Var Yerushalayim. The problem is that the Rambam, we'll see tomorrow, the Rambam paskins Kibush Yachid Lo Shmei Kibush. And yet the Rambam still paskins the din, let's say, of Harot Zeliknos the Surya, you can tell the guy to help you with the shtar, to write the shtar. You can the Rambam is paskining like the third dinim of the mish of the brisa that fall in the hills of Shmei Kibush, even the Ram passes low Shmei Kibush. That's what you're getting at. So l'chayra, do these halachas fall one off the other, or are they totally independent? What I see in the Mari Kukis is Shmei Kibush, and yet the other halachas of Kechutz Laaretz are because the Shmei Kibush still did not fully make it like Eretz Yisrael. That's interesting chiddush. What is Kibush Yachid? That's the next step. Now that we have a little bit of a framework, what is Kibush Yachid? Rashi's here, Rashi Avodah Zarah, Rashi Leitim Mem Zayin, Rashi Bava Basra, Tosis Bava Basra with his Pshat, Tosis here, and then the Rambam. Right? We'll have to try to get into more of the nitty gritty of Kibush Yachid. Okay.